Well, I'll tell you what we did yesterday when we went to the Ashes to Ashes set, which was a very, very, very surreal morning. The whole morning yesterday was a little bit bonkers, but really good fun. Oh, man, it was mental, though. It was absolutely mental. And everybody was really nice, and they looked after us.
So thank you to them.
Was everyone there who they who?
Not everybody.
We weren't supposed to list?
No. You mean all the secret people?
Not the whole list. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about it now. And then we'll talk about it later. Mm. They're filming a sport relief sketch on the Ashes to Ashes set. So it's got all the main Ashes to Ashes characters in it. Bearing in mind that Ashes to Ashes is filmed in the 80s. It's based in the 80s.
Yeah.
Steve Cram, Daley Thompson, Frank Bruno, and loads of other people like that.
Mm.
And so the first person I meet is Steve Cram. But I meet Steve Cram from the 80s because they've made him look like he did.
Really?
Yeah, in the 80s.
His running vest and flapping shorts.
Curly blonde hair. Yep.
And they've done his hair. They've given him, done his hair up, given him a wig and whatnot. Mm.
Really?
So he's 80s Steve Cram. Stood next to him is 80s Daley Thompson. Now, I don't know what the difference is between 80s Daley Thompson and today's Daley Thompson. I would say not much.
Well, has he not changed? Because I used to fancy him. I had a massive crush on Daley
Thompson. What did he do? He was decathlon.
Decathlon,
yeah. Watching him do they old...
And also as well, if you think of Daley Thompson, right, in your head, he wears a tracksuit.
Mm.
And I was always worn a tracksuit.
Yep.
I've never seen Daley Thompson in jeans and shirt.
Nothing
I've never
else.
Seen him in a suit. Mm. I think a sports personality of the year, he turned up in a tracksuit.
Yeah. Mm.
So there he stood there in a tracksuit. This is now the weirdest thing. Then we meet Frank Bruno. Now, Frank Bruno is dressed in 80s gear. Now, he's not in boxing gloves,
right,
a dressing gown and shorts. He's dressed like an extra from... Well, look at MC Hammer video.
Mm. He had sort of baggy trousers on, didn't he?
Yeah.
And an odd jacket. I mean, to continue the out-of-date references, he looked a little bit like Billy Ocean, for those that can remember.
But it was the most amazing thing. Hmm. So, we were saying about how we can't wait. Like, Frank Bruno, that's going to be amazing, seeing Frank Bruno. And Keely Hawes, by the way, God love her. She's heard of nobody, but she has heard of Frank Bruno, so she knows who he is.
Hmm.
So, Daley Thompson goes, he's the funniest man, Frank Bruno. He says, I've known him for 20 years, and he still calls me David. So it says Daley Thompson. So we're laughing. We're going, no, he doesn't. He goes, he does.
And he goes, it's too late now to tell him that's not my name.
Because I'm called David Thompson.
20 years, I now can't tell him that I'm called Daley.
So Daley goes, do you want to come and meet him? So we go, yeah. He goes, come on. So and marches us all off the set down some corridors to meet Frank Bruno. Where we walk into this room. And by the way, when we get to the door, Keely stops and then Philip stops. After you. And I'm like, no, your show, you go. No, and everybody stops and goes, you go first. So they push me through the door. So I walk through the door, Daley comes in and goes, Frank, Chris Moyles. And Frank Bruno goes,
Yeah, Chris, yeah, smashing, yeah.
And starts laughing. And immediately, we all pee ourselves laughing.
It was like being in an odd sketch, and he's the biggest man in the world. He's huge.
It was like meeting a comedian or someone and waiting for them to do the catch. It's like meeting David Jason dressed as Del Boy. Yeah. The first thing he says is, lovely jabbly. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Your Christmas.
And he's dressed in all this 80s gear, right? And he's got like a wig on his head, so there's still a bit of glue kind of dribbling down. He looks like, you know, he looks like he's, you know, you know, everyone has a man who lives near them who's not, right?
Yeah.
He looks like that because he's wearing a wig and 80s clothes, right? So I go, hey, Frank, nice outfit.
Yeah, Tesco's. Are these all your people?
And everyone's looking at each other going...
Everyone's just in hysterics, and it's just weird. No one really knows what to do or what to say.
Are you, hey, Frank, apparently you can keep the outfit.
Yeah, Tesco's.
He keeps saying Tesco's. I've no idea whether this is catchphrase or he thinks they're Tesco clothes, whatever. So at this point, Daley Thompson is in. I've introduced now everybody.
Yeah.
This is now blowing my mind. Hi, this is Dave and Rachel and Jeanette and Chris and Sam and Philip and Keely and whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm naming everybody that's there.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Daily Thompson goes, and on that point, I'm going to leave you all to it. Guys, nice to see you all. Mm. Frank, see you later. And Frank turns around and goes,
Yeah, see you later, David.
At which point, then, Daily Thompson then peers his head around the door. Now, he's out of shot of Frank Bruno, yet we can see him. And he pops his head round and puts his thumbs up and goes, told you! And then disappears.
Brilliant.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
Oh.
But the nicest people. Daily Thompson was lovely. Yeah. Steve Cram is a top bloke. And Frank Bruno, what a legend.
Lovely. He's a lovely fella, David. I've known him a long time.
I'd love to have been there for that.
Oh, you'd have loved it. Yeah. He's a big man. He's a big man, he's Frank.
I know it's an obvious thing to say, but is he as huge as you thought
he's
he is?
Because
he's
enormous.
He's massive.
I'm very tall, Dominic. I'm very tall. I'm about 9'3".
He's huge, Dom. And the thing is, but he's actually, he's quite skinny now. I don't know whether, I've never met him before, so I don't know whether he was always skinny. He's tall. He's got the biggest head of a man I've ever seen.
I've got massive hands. I've got huge hands.
Yeah.
It's not always good. It makes things look small, if you know what I mean.
But by the way, he does that on a loop. He just laughs. It's like meeting a Frank Bruno impersonator. So that was at like midday yesterday, and it was just very surreal. Then I'm stood next to Gene Hunt, and Gene's going, well, let's get out of here. And I'm like, oh, man. But everybody was lovely. It's going to be a cracking little funny sketch when it goes out for Sport Relief, which is in March. On what date of March?
19th, is
that
it?
That sounds good.
David Thompson, that's brilliant.
Oh, yeah, David Thompson. You've got to love a bit of David Thompson.
Simon Cram.
All right, let's get out of this, shall we? Hang on.
A lot of people are saying I sound like Mr. Blobby, but I can tell you, it's not Mr. Blobby, it's Mr. Bruno. You know what I mean, Dominic?
I do know what you mean.
When he laughed, the whole room shook.
Yeah. I've got one of them big laughs, you know what I mean, Dominic? I'm so lonely.
Anyway, good day yesterday, top day. Good morning.